Thank you. Coming up later this week is World Ostomy Day. Here to tell us more about that from Lake Huron Medical Center, nurse practitioner Karen Merritt. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here this morning. What is World Ostomy Day?
Well, it's a day that's been set aside every 3 years, actually, to educate the general public so that there's more awareness about people with an ostomy.
Mm-hmm. So why is it so important to do this?
Well, there's lots of mist and stigma associated with a person that does have an ostomy. They've been known in the past as a person has to wear a pouch or a bag.
So this day is for education.
It's for education, and it's also for patients that do have an ostomy or a stoma to come in and get assessed by two qualified ostomy specialists.
And it's more common than a lot of people realize, isn't it?
Oh, there's over 500,000 people in the United States that have an ostomy.
And yeah.
120,000 each year have a new one. Not only adults, but children, infants.
For a variety of different medical reasons.
Absolutely. You know, many are to relieve an obstruction, maybe due to cancer. But others, it's a matter of a quality of life. Patients that have significant GI disorders that can have an ostomy and carry out a normal life.
So you have an event happening locally. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's going to be this Friday at Lake Huron Medical Center. It's located in the Wound Care Center, which is right by, you enter through Women's Health. And Sherry Ingalls and myself are both certified nurse ostomy specialist, and we have set aside time to actually evaluate people with their stoma, make sure they're wearing the correct appliance, you know, call us maybe fashion experts to make sure they've got their needs met. And then besides that, we have some industry experts that will be there, and these folks are from four different companies to showcase the latest in the styles of ostomy appliance.
Do people need to register for this ahead of time?
Only register if you need a screening done. But we hope not only the public, but medical professionals, nurses in the community will come in and just gain some knowledge.
At Lake Huron Medical Center this Friday, correct?
This Friday, yes.
At what time?
It's going to run from 9 to 3.
Okay, so essentially all day on Friday.
Friday.
All right. Well, Karen, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.